This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The depth chart is out in Denver.
158!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It certainly causes you to hit the brakes on Bo Nix starting week one in Seattle because he's third on the depth chart.
Awkward!
Jared Stidham, one. Zach Wilson, two. Bo Nix, three.
Earlier on the show, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Coming up, two-time Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Hale. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're rocking and rolling, or in the case of our last guest, I'm a little bit rock and roll, he's a little bit country. That's a very old Donnie and Marie reference that goes way over your head. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for saying you know.
You know what I love about you,
Rich? Knows. He just won't admit it because he doesn't want to show his age.
You always skew younger. I love that about you.
You remember the Donnie and Marie show, don't you, TJ?
I do remember the Osmonds.
What'd you do?
Who don't remember the Osmonds? They were like
that guy over there. Chris doesn't even know what the hell we're talking about.
They were like the Mormon version of the Jacksons, if you will.
The Mormon version of the Jacksons.
Well, minus three, right? Or no, there were a lot of Osmonds, right?
Osmonds, yeah, they were Mormons. Yeah. Right? Like
Donnie and Marie were just the ones who got the TV show.
Donnie and Marie were kind of like Michael and Janet. But
who ought to tell the rest of the Osmonds you're not getting a show?
Not quite Michael and Janet, but, you know, their version.
Yeah, you're not on.
Well, at any rate, Bobby Bones was just here.
Great job, guys.
You're not on.
Bruce Feldman and Bobby Bones in the same hour. One that we expected and one that just flew on in, literally and figuratively. I love it. I love it. I love it. Great chat in the back with Tony Hale. And I can't wait to bring him out in advance of his show exclusively on Netflix, available for streaming right now, The Decameron. And it premiered a couple weeks ago. And we'll chat with Tony Hale. Maybe we'll ask him what Olympic sport he would medal in, what sport he would medal in as well. So... looking at synchronized swimming on E! Exclamation point right now.
E!
So, yeah, you can't just say it's E. It's E!
E!
Sort of like, you know, I read it on Yahoo!
Mike, why'd you switch it? We got water polo.
Yeah, Mike. Mike's on the bronze zone.
Exactly. We don't go to whatever
that's
the
problem.
Else wants.
The bronze zone will never work with you, Mike, because if you're in charge of the remote, you know, like...
Sometimes, here we go. See, I went to something that's different.
Sometimes
this
there
guy.
We go.
Sometimes there we go is a way to describe the bronze zone.
I'm hockey.
Right, I think I said this 4 years ago when we talked about the Olympics, but you know what I would gold medal in if it were an Olympic competition?
Okay.
Sending gifts as text messages. I might be the best in the world at picking just the right gift.
For a text message.
Yeah. For a text message. I am outstanding.
All opinion. No, that's opinion based.
Well, now that's a judge related. Yeah. That would be a judge related situation. Right?
I'm ready to go stand in front of the judges with it. Telling you, I'm exceptional.
You'd be a gold medalist at that.
Picking the right gift, picking the right song to go in an Instagram story too. There's no one better than me.
I will give you.
My knowledge of music runs so deep that I can pick
to TJ.
Just the right thing. So
he does pick.
Yeah. And you would meddle at being able
to... And having people just not want to text me anymore.
No. You would meddle in having the... like. You're like the perfect archer of hitting the bullseye of the same number of likes on every single Instagram photo you post.
Not anymore.
It's like,
what do you mean? Because
you're not going to be able to see my likes anymore. You blocked the likes.
Why?
See, because you guys shamed me into doing it. Now they're blocked.
Well, because you bought followers, bro. Like, what do you mean?
I didn't buy followers.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
This is true.
Okay, some people have been hanging on for some time. Let's go to Jordan in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Hey,
here on the Rich Eisen Show, Bucks County, PA. What's going on, Jordan?
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call.
You got
What's up, Chris, TJ, Mike?
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Bucks
Love
County.
Bucks County.
Where exactly in Bucks County, Jordan?
What's that?
Where in Bucks County exactly?
Right now I'm living in Yardley.
Okay.
Across the Delaware.
That's East Coast.
East Coast.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's
I'm trying to tell you.
Philadelphia.
Okay, very good. All right, Jordan, what do you want to talk about?
So I graduated from Penn State. I got to see Saquon play live. That was amazing.
Okay.
Now coming back to the Eagles, man, that's going to be exciting every week to see.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm with you.
And I want to play the win-loss game for the Birds.
All right.
Birds.
All right. Eagles, boy, you got right in there. I mean, it's the home of NFL films, practically.
Exactly.
I mean, this is where right John Facenda, this is where John Facenda did the news. Could you imagine you turn on the TV?
It's a little
it's and now here is Harry Callas with the sports. All right, here we go. County. Live local late breaking. The Philadelphia Eagles win-loss game. This is only the third I've got of these.
By the way, 1 month from 30 days.
1 month from 30 days.
30 days from today.
About the bird.
All right. This is the fourth total, I think.
Packers in Brazil, what do you got?
That's going to be a tough one. Viva Birds, that's a win.
Home for the Falcons on a Monday night.
I think we take that one, too.
You're in New Orleans, week three.
That's a win.
3-0 at the Bucs.
I think we start hot and we keep going.
That's a playoff loss. That's a playoff loss avenged. Coming off the bye week, 4-0 home for Cleveland.
I think that's a win also, Rich.
Oh, man. I guess, would Quinyon Mitchell be on Brandon Ayuk? Is that what will happen? At the Giants, Saquon's back in MetLife.
You know, I'm thinking of taking the train into MetLife, the caucus, to see that game. 300 yards from Saquon, that's a win.
6-0 at the Bengals.
That, I think, is going to be our first slip-up. I think Burrow gets us.
Home for the Jaguars, 6-1.
That's a win as well.
7-1 at the Cowboys.
I don't think they're all in. I think the Eagles are all in, so that's a win.
8-1, home for the Commanders on a Thursday night.
That's a win, too.
9-1 out here in Los Angeles at the Rams on a Sunday night.
I think that's a loss. I think we flip up. I think Kupp and Puka give us a work.
9-2 at the Ravens.
I think we're going to lose that one, too.
9-3 home for the Panthers.
That's a win.
10-3 home for the Steelers.
That's a win as well. I don't care if it's Russ or Justin.
So is that Joey Porter Jr. covers Ayuk in that one? No, wait a minute. That's not who that I'm mixing up my team. Quinyon on Ayuk there. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-3 at the Commanders.
I think that's a win as well. We're going to finish the year strong.
12-3 home for the Cowboys.
I think we sweep the Cowboys easily this year.
Stop it. Wow. Easily.
13-3 home for the G-Men.
And depending on whether we need that last week or not, I'm still going to give a win, but we might be sitting.
14-3, Jordan in Bucks County, PA.
I don't think they're being talked about enough. They were just in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. We had a slip-up. Let's go, Bird.
Thanks very much. They were certainly talked quite a lot on ESPN.com today.
Yes, sir.
Deep dive that Sirianni and Hurts had a quote-unquote fractured relationship.
Yeah, I like that. This is some story. Everybody seek that out.
I have not really read very much. I can't wait to deep dive as soon as we're done. I'll talk more about it tomorrow. Look forward to that.
That's a shame.
That didn't sound like Seinfeld.
That's a shame. No. Too bad. I hate to hear of teams in my division getting into training camp fights and you know, shattered relationships between the head coach and the quarterback while we stay all in. I hate to see these things.
That's a shame. Start bench cut the other NFC East teams.
Easy. Of all the teams I dislike, I like the Giants the most.
Wow. Okay.
So I'll start them. And then I'll.
This is in terms of who you like, or
start bench kind of like who you hate the least, I guess, because you said you hate all of them.
Yeah, I hate all of them, but I hate the Giants. Of all the teams I hate, I like the Giants the most. Yeah.
Well, that's because of what you've had two miracles in the Meadowlands against them. Is that what it is?
Now you know what? Quiet is kept. Merrill Reese,
the voice of the longtime voice of the Eagles, got the Rozelle Award at the jacket dinner this year.
Oh, nice.
And he called both miracles in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, I mean.
The Pisarcik handoff and the DeSean Jackson punt return.
Oh, that was the DeSean Jackson.
So that. I'm like.
All right, so Giants start.
And then.
I know
bench,
it.
Bench the Washington football team. Pluck the Dirty Birds.
Yeah.
He calls them the Washington football team.
That's the same way that
Michigan fans refer to the Buckeyes as Ohio.
All right. Yeah. Team up north.
Dig them a little bit.
Yeah. Pigeons.
Guys, I've got
the pigeons.
Guys, I've got a power ranking.
Oh, baby.
Oh, come on, baby.
I've got a power ranking.
What?
It is the power rankings of quarterbacks you want to have with the game on the line.
Oh, Dak, number one. Let's go.
Going into the 2024 season.
I already know. You mean
hit it.
10 for 2.
This is my
power rankings.
Rankings.
All right, I've got a power rankings. I've got a power rankings of quarterbacks with the game on the line in 2024. The guys you want, and it's a mixture of gut feel, numbers, history, recent and long.
Okay.
Number 10 on the list is Jalen Hurts.
Ooh, interesting.
8 career game-winning drives. 4 of them came last year. We're all remembering how it all felt and went to crap.
So those 4 were in the first 11 games, right?
Well, it came last year in Kansas City in the rain and at home against Buffalo. Remember when the Bills looked like they were turning a page?
That game was nuts, man.
They looked like they were turning a page, and it all went downhill after that. They won just one game on Christmas against the Giants. But Jalen Hurts, 4 of his 8 career game-winning drives was last year, and I just think that this year with Kellen Moore and hopefully the fractured, according to ESPN.com, relationship between coach and quarterback, they're in a better place. I would take him as 10. Number 9, this guy's got 14 game-winning drives already. It is tied for 14th most all-time with Marcus Mariota. But that said, it's Justin Herbert. I'll take him with a game on the line. I kind of dig his abilities, and I can only hope that whatever plantar fascia that he's doing, roll it out on a softball, Mike Del Tufo home remedy.
It's a baseball, Rich. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Del Tufo.
I should get
baseball.
It right.
Brockman's got one.
Taking Justin Herbert here. Number 8 on the list, 16 career game-winning drives. Tied with Patrick Mahomes, by the way. Three last year he had, including the season-opening win against Mahomes in Kansas City. I'm going Jared Goff.
Oh, wow. Oh. Are they at home in this game?
Maybe so, but you know what? I'm sick and tired of the Goff slander. I'm sick and tired of it. The guy is better than ever before, and he's got the weapons, and I love the OC. And again, in 2024, game on the line, who do you want to have out there? I'm taking Goff 8th overall on my list here.
Interesting. Okay.
Number 7 on the list is a newbie, but let me tell you what he showed last year. 3 game-winning drives. I'm putting C.J. Stroud here. He showed some gumption, man, in some really tight situations when the throat was supposed to tighten. And I don't mean Tennessee. I'm talking about what this guy is doing and expected to have done. I don't think he's going to be any normal second-year player either. I'll take him. C.J. Stroud entering this season. I'll put him on the list. Number 6, 31 all-time, which is 4th all-time. Let's not forget what Aaron Rodgers can do. And I know he didn't do it in the playoffs, all this sort of stuff. Come on now. Come on now. Neck up. Stepping up to the line and seeing what a defense is trying to do to confuse you and the pressure. You think he's going to feel pressure? No. He's going to show up with a game on the line with a fury of 1,000 Egyptian suns.
That's hot, baby.
Number 5 on this list. And this is out of the respect of winning his second MVP, because when you look at, he's got 10 career comeback wins. I'm putting Lamar here. Only one for, he didn't have a comeback win last year because he played from ahead so much, game-winning drives. But only one fourth quarter comeback last year was required of him, and he did it against the Rams. Just go look at some of the throws he made against, the Rams.
That game was crazy, too.
And it just didn't look like the Ravens' day on defense from jump.
Right.
But again, his ability to try and put a drive together completely, soup to nuts, game on the line. I don't want to say the jury's still out. I just need to see more evidence to get him any higher. But he's top 5 here because he's the MVP of the league reigning, and I'll put him there. Number 4 is Joe Burrow. I still believe in him, man. And I say that because a lot of people think that he's injury prone, and you forget what he can do with a game on the line, I believe. Seven career comeback wins, that's it, but just two in the playoffs. In 2021, the beating he took in Tennessee and came up with that game-winning drive, and then at Kansas City, only active quarterback to say, I've beaten Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game. Joe Burrow's four. Number three on my quarterback power rankings of quarterbacks to choose with the game on the line in 2024 is the current leader in game-winning drives, active in the National Football League, and his name is Matthew Stafford. Mm. I'm putting Stafford here, man. Mm. I'm putting a guy that came up with that game-winning drive for the Super Bowl. I'm putting this guy who is just spotting dimes and throwing dimes, man. 44. That's seventh all-time, but best in terms of active quarterbacks in the National Football League. Sidearm, no look. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm putting him three on this list. Number two on this list, yeah, baby, I'm doing it. I don't care. People think he's overrated. You're out of your friggin' mind. Game on the line. Give me Josh Allen. Give him to me. 19 career game-winning drives, including four last year. Would have been five if not for Chris Jones throwing his protection in his lap. This guy, I thought he had the Chiefs dead to rights, man. I thought he had him dead to rights. And he had Shakir open in the end zone. And when he's locked in and he is just avoiding the rush and he beats you with his arms and his legs and his heart, I know he sometimes does too damn much and that's to his detriment sometimes. But give me Josh Allen with a game on the line unless you can give me Patrick Mahomes. And you knew he'd be number one on the list.
Yeah.
Do I even need to say, I mean... You don't even need to say it.
Do you watch football? Yes. You know why he's number
one. Okay. Patrick Mahomes. He's number one in every friggin' metric, I think. His peers may think, you know, back in November, December, when most of his votes came in, that it isn't. But he's number one quarterback with the game on the line. And that's my power rankings entering 2024 of all the quarterbacks out there with the game on the line. I know I'm missing a few.
Yeah.
You can only have 10, and that's my power rankings.
I'm waiting for the one more.
He'll get handled when it gets handled.
I can't put Dak there, brother. I can't do it.
But you put Herbert in there? Okay.
Huh?
But you put Herbert in there?
Yeah, okay. I did.
Okay, that's interesting.
Where's Tom Brady?
He's not active.
He's not. What do you mean?
He's not active.
How do you know?
I know.
Has he filed retirement papers?
Not yet. See?
Dude, he's taking selfies at the Olympics. He's out.
He's done. And he could start playing tomorrow.
He's out.
And be... top five quarterback in the league. And he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
I'm not going to sit here and push back on your saying that. I'm just saying he's done. He's not walking through that door, pal. It's over. It's over.
Here, coach.
Half the teams in the league would call him if they had a quarterback injury.
They would. He would say no.
I'm not saying no to that either. But he's not active. And I'm putting him on the list. If I gave you a list of all-time quarterbacks you'd want with the game on the line... He'll be number one.
And there's no other.
The only question is, where would you put Mahomes? Would you put him above Elway? Would you put him above anybody in that regard?
Elway.
Game on the line?
Elway's up there, man.
Elway's definitely up there.
Seriously, though, serious question. No Brock Purdy?
Not yet.
I did love what I saw out of him in the playoffs in the Super Bowl. But I mean, not yet.
You got the guy you beat on the list.
I understand that. I'm talking about experience as well. And I know that there's holes you can poke. I'm sure people are saying, "Where's Tua?"
Yeah.
But this is my list. I put Stroud on the list. I put a second year player on the list.
No, Stroud's nice.
Stroud showed you stuff, man. Last year,
Jordan Love.
I mean, who would you take off? For Jordan Love. Hurts, Herbert, Goff, those are the ones at the bottom. Rodgers, I'm sure you take him off, right?
Yeah, there's. I mean,
I'm sorry.
He doesn't need to be on there.
Okay.
Too many playoff
this
losses.
Year's gonna be great.
Too many home playoff
losses. Let's not forget.
Can't wait.
Can't
wait.
He won a Super Bowl 13 years ago.
Let's not forget. I get it. Okay. All right, let's take a break. Mr. Tony Hale himself is here on the Rich Eisen Show. When we come back, we'll talk about His current show, The Decameron, and everything else, Tony Hale next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Back on our radio show. Tony Hale is here. He's in the Decameron on Netflix, wearing a wonderful wig.
Wonderful wig.
And the Italians told you that you should wear it every single night.
Just constantly.
Where'd you shoot? Did you shoot this in Rome?
Rome.
You were in Rome.
I think we had dinner right before we left.
That's right.
Yeah, for 6 months I was there.
6 months in Rome.
Yeah.
Boy, twist your arm, huh?
It was beautiful. I went to just the Colosseum and the Forum. It's like you go there like it's, you know, Target. I did all these YouTube spirals of Roman Empire. It was just awesome. It was awesome.
It's like you're going to Target. So you get t-shirts. Yeah. So you can get a t-shirt outside of the Colosseum, actually.
You can. Yes. It's just a history. Like you're walking by a building that's, 2,000 years old and there's a McDonald's in the book.
Yeah. Susie and I went to Rome on our honeymoon. She had been there before. I'd never. And for some reason, I always thought that the ruins would be just in a museum behind glass.
I know.
And then you were like, oh, no, it's a living, breathing part of the actual city.
It really it's so accessible. And you just, sometimes you just this is dark, but I just found myself staring at a stone, thinking wow, how long has this been here? And then, then I started getting crazy.
Who got killed to put it there or something? What sort of brutal moment happened when this stone was placed in?
Yeah, but you'd go to the Colosseum and they'd have a model of what it looked like before and just what it looks like now, and they just stripped it of its gold and all its metal and just the whole arc of the thing. It was just wild.
Yeah, and all the stuff that went down there. Nothing
crazy.
Went down there, right?
Nothing to see here. So peaceful. I have to tell you, my friend Clint was excited I was coming on the show, and he said that you guys all have his dream job.
Is that right?
He did not mention either.
Who is this Clint of which you speak, Tony?
It's really strange. He really envious of you guys. Did not mention your name.
Not me at all.
So I'm sorry about that.
He could go either way.
I don't know. It just didn't come up.
But why does he think they all have their dream job?
I don't know, man, but watch your back. He's ready. Rich's name did not come up. It was strange.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's called The Other Guys Show on the Roku channel. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Maybe there needs to be a new title.
Roku Joe after.
So, I know you were telling me about this before you did it, but I give you the floor on the Decameron. What do you want people to know about this?
Man, it was created by Kathleen Jordan, mm-hmm. and she wrote it during the pandemic as kind of a way to process all the anxiety and uncertainty we're going through.
Yes.
And it's a dark comedy about the Black Plague. And if you're thinking of kind of Downton Abbey, this is a much darker Downton Abbey, but I'm kind of the Carson. I'm the head of I'm the head of downstairs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
And it's so quirky and fun and really sweet moment. It's just a beautiful story. And just a really hard time, but And just so kind of like the class systems, and it's really a really fun watch.
And you play the steward of the...
And it's on Netflix. You guys heard of it? It's a little startup company.
Oh, yes.
It's really... It's doing okay.
Available here on the Roku portal.
Yeah.
I mean, not to nitpick, but isn't it totally goes without saying to call a comedy that takes place in the Black Plague a dark comedy?
Yeah.
Doesn't that go without saying?
Really, you're absolutely right. I really...
It's like it's a light... It's light fare.
Maybe the Black Plague. Don't need that dark anymore. I'm like this hilarious comedy in the black. Yeah, I should probably stop doing that because that's pretty obvious. Yeah,
right. The dark for your future.
For my future
appearance.
Thank you.
I like leaving you in a better spot than with your family.
I don't know why you didn't mention your name. Because you really give good tips.
Clint, you bastard.
I apologize to Clint. And I'll have a talk.
I mean, a
Clint,
call.
Clint, Rich really is good at what he does, contrary to popular belief.
Oh, man. So everybody check that out. Available on Netflix. Actually, the notes I have here, it's called a satirical dramedy.
Ah, what dramedy.
That's what I've got here.
That's what I was looking for.
It's a dramedy.
For. That's the word.
Yeah, the drama part is the plague.
Yes.
And the surrounding satire is the comedy.
It's like, you know, the quirky, emasculated Tony Hale that steps into the scene.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was really fun, though.
Fantastic.
Really fun.
How did Arrested Development wind up in your life, Tony Hale? How did that happen?
Man.
When did it happen?
How did Arrested Development? Well, I was doing commercials in New York.
Uh-huh.
And it might be shocking, but my type in commercial was the guy who was not all there. And that has continued for about 25 years. And then this casting director, Marcia DeBonis, who cast commercials, she was also casting Arrested Development. And she saw the character Buster and thought, I know a guy.
And it was you.
I know a guy who's checked out and not all there. And I came in and... He was described as a kind of a mama's boy, man child,
mm-hmm.
And I remember in the description it said that he massages. He likes to give people massages, and so they were in the scene. I'm giving a person a massage, so I'm rubbing my knees, but the camera stopped above my knees, and so you didn't really know what I was doing down there. And Mitch Hurwitz said he saw it and went, "What's happening?" And I guess that piqued his interest, and he brought me in.
Sold.
There's a guy who's checked out, and I don't know what's going on down there.
Thus, Buster Bluth was born.
And he was a panic-stricken, sweet character who also had his hand eaten off by a seal. He had a hard life, man.
By the way, that is one of my favorite scenes in the history of Arrested Development. The doctor coming out of the emergency room.
So good.
And saying that you're going to be all right.
Yeah, but did I tell you the story?
What is it?
So 15 years after that, I shot that scene. I was doing a podcast in front of an audience, and I was telling people that that was my favorite scene.
Yes.
And I said that the doctor came out and said, he's going to be okay, but his hand has been eaten off by a seal. Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody in the audience rose their hand and said, no. He said he's going to be all right, meaning he just has a right arm. And it was 15 years after shooting that scene that I got the joke. That an audience member told me the joke of a show that I was in. And this happens so often. I miss so many jokes.
But that's the whole joke, is that the doctor says you're going to be all right.
All right, that I only have a right hand.
You know, and your family's like relieved. Right. And they're like, no. And the doctor, it's so funny. He's just like, that's
so
odd because I wouldn't have taken it as well as you're taking it. Like, what do you mean? No, he's lost his left hand. He's only going to be all right.
15 years after a show is when I got the joke. And another one of my favorite jokes, which I did get, thankfully, on the day, was when Tobias joins the Blue Man Group thinking it's a support group for depressed men. That is just great writing. Mitch Hurwitz, man. Great writing.
Which script did you get for Buster Bluth where you were like, okay, this may be a bridge too far, but I got it. I'm gonna get it.
I don't know if there was. I just remember thinking the extremes they were putting. Well, I will say, I mean, I was definitely shocked about the hand coming off. I remember going up to Mitch and saying, like, hey, I think I had an idea of, like, what if Buster was on Dancing with the Stars or something? And he was like, yeah, I'm thinking about a seal biting off your hand. And I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, because those are two far.
But I remember shooting scenes months before, and there was little signs of, like, I would cover alarm or something. It would say arm off, and there's all these. And I had a hand chair and all these hands references, and I'm like, what's going on with all the hand references? Cut to, my hand's cut off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then the same doctor came out and said that it looks like you're dead or something like that. It looks like he's dead. And then, I mean, my gosh.
It's so good.
Jason Bateman was just so perfect.
Jason Bateman is the perfect straight man.
Where he's just like, I need to say, like, are you saying he's dead or it just looks like he's dead? And the doctor says, no, it looks like he's dead. He's alive.
That's so good. And he had so much chaos around him, Jason Bateman, and just bounced off with that straight, dry humor that was just so
every
good.
Every time.
So good.
Who is the easiest to break up, that just crack up on the set?
I definitely broke a lot. Will and I, there's a blooper where I lose it with Will Arnett. Mm-hmm. I think Liza Minnelli was in the scene. Liza Minnelli played my girlfriend. And did I ever tell you the story? She sang for us in the backseat of our car.
No.
Did I tell you that? So yeah, she took my wife and I out for lunch and I'm talking about her. Anyway, we're just meeting. And I said, oh, what have you been up to? And she said, I just did this show at Radio City Music Hall. And I was like, oh, and I didn't know her music. And I said, what songs did she sing? And she said, oh, this one called Liza with a Z. And I was like, oh, she breaks out Liza with a Z in the backseat of my car. And she'd done it so many times that you could hear the orchestrate. She could hear it in her head. And yes, she'd go, Liza with a Z, ba-da-ba-ba-bam. And while she's just chain smoking in the backseat of my car, just lighting up. And I was like, hun, keep going. Just keep going. Roll down the windows and let loose. Isn't that great?
Wow.
By the way, isn't that great? I would make her redo that and make it like her ringtone, right? Like,
oh, man.
Like every time she calls your phone.
Yeah, and she actually, my brother, this is years ago, when my brother had his third kid, or maybe it was his second kid, I was with Liza. And I said, Liza, my brother just, and she left him a voicemail congratulating. It's like, this is Liza. Welcome, congratulations. And I think my brother deleted it or something.
No!
Yes. And I was like, Mike, come on, man.
What a rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake. So to this day, and I,
what a day that must have been when you go to work. We're like, we're going to give you a girlfriend. Who's playing her?
Liza Minnelli. And that was the thing about the show. You just roll with it. You're like, well, yeah, of course. I mean, and she also did her own stunts. There was one time she did like a back somersault. Yeah. She did like a back somersault in her like, black dance stretch pants. And we were just like, but then she just went through it and she just popped up, just ready to go. Yeah. Full of life, man. So sweet. And the thing is, when you're dealing with that kind of an iconic act, talent, you're like, I don't know which way it's going to go. She was so lovely, so kind. It was great.
I don't know how you would even get through a scene, you and Will Arnett doing the dancing, at the funeral, where you were dressed as, some sort of...
Yeah, to the final countdown, right?
Yeah.
I think
right,
we were dancing to the final countdown. Yeah, and then I fell in the grave.
It's some sort of weird getup. The two of you were dancing
weird
around.
Weird getup. I was dressed as an army stripper. I think I was dressed as an army stripper or something like that.
Yeah. How do you keep a straight face?
Oh, I didn't.
And
by
the way, that's Final Countdown is one of the most popular sports themes of all time. When you're ready to get the tip off or ready to get going.
Do you know what? You'd be proud of me. I did Inside Out 2 this summer.
By the way, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to bring it back to me.
As you play Fear. Nobody plays Fear like you, man.
Thank you, right? You're welcome. There's the theme. But I knew you'd be proud of me because I threw out two first pitches for the Texas Rangers and the Phillies. And I was obviously petrified. I was in character. And I'm walking off the Texas Rangers field and I saw a guy who worked for the Rangers or something goes, well, it wasn't our worst. And I was like, man, is encouragement your middle name? Because I don't need to hear that.
Wasn't
right after I did it.
Well, it was.
It wasn't our worst.
What are you supposed to do with that?
I didn't even know what I said. I was like, thanks. Okay, so I got second worst.
Oh my god!
I know, but I was thankful that you could stand in front of the mound. I heard if you stand on the mound, it gets really wonky.
Yes, because if you stand on the mound, you feel like you have to throw it down. And that's how you spike it. That's the problem. Yeah. That is the ultimate problem.
And I'm convinced there's a guy who went out before me who threw it kind of poorly. And I think he might have worked for the team. And I'm wondering if he does that to show us you're not going to be that bad.
And then he comes off and they tell him, well, that was our worst. So
exactly. That's the guy that gets the worst.
That is so funny. Well,
I know.
What we've been asking our guests recently, what Olympic sport do you think, or what do you think you would meddle in? Like, what would you meddle in?
I was thinking about this, and mine is feeling other people's feelings that aren't my responsibility. I think I can get to someone's trauma in a good 10 minutes.
You could. And it's not your responsibility. It's not my responsibility. And then wear the weight of it.
I would feel it, and it would bother me. My wife says when we go to restaurants, she's like, you will know the issues of whoever's sitting next to us and not even focus on me. She's, I'll be like, okay, they're breaking up. That's their first date. That person had a rough day. Like, it's like this weird, it's codependency. It's like the poster child for codependency. But I have this thing. I'm like, yeah, I got it. So guys, if we can get 10 minutes, I can get there.
So you can get there.
I can get to your trauma.
And wear it.
And it'll be free. It'll be free therapy.
Do you want to guess Mike's?
When I need 10 minutes.
We're out of time.
Mike was like, we're not going there.
Oh my gosh. My sport would be two bounce tennis. Give me a second bounce at it.
Oh, that's nice.
I would
nice.
Kill it.
And you wonder if that second bounce just kind of gives you that freedom of like, takes the pressure off.
Yeah, I could get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I can get there.
Yeah, takes
the pressure off.
Yeah.
You know, I would meddle in that.
I feel like I just got into pickleball like the rest of the world.
Yes.
And I feel like there's less pressure. Tennis folks seem to take it really seriously.
Yeah.
But pickleball feels like there's less pressure.
Well, is it because it's a smaller court, you think?
It kind of feels like ping pong standing up a little bit. You know, it's just kind of like a nice, it doesn't feel as serious.
We were wondering the other day, would we be able to get a single point off of any of these Olympic ping pong players?
Oh, hell no.
Not even a single point.
I don't even see how those batters hit those pitches. Like,
right.
It is coming so hard.
No, I'm talking about the ping pong is what
I'm
saying.
No, I know. But it's like how, just the kind of,
right.
I don't know, what the skill that it takes.
I see some of them serve with the ping pong.
Flat?
Yeah, with the racket.
Yeah. They put like weird backspin on
it.
No idea. And then they immediately hit it as hard as they can.
I'm wondering if it's the same rules in tennis, though, because I think I can get a point off of Carlos Alcaraz. One point. Yes. Yeah. Okay. By the way, your reaction is the general reaction receiving from every other human being
on
planet Earth.
I care a lot about you. I can't give you that.
You can't get behind me?
I'm so sorry. But you watch those ping pong players.
Yeah.
There is like a dance that happens. Like yes. There's a rhythm that they get into.
There is no question about it. The rule, though, in tennis is that if you hit your opponent on the fly with your serve, same thing in pickleball.
Like hit their bodies?
Yes.
Not their,
yeah. Yes. On the fly with a serve, it's your point. And I'm thinking, if I get Alcaraz moving up,
yeah.
And then I take my one shot at glory
of
trying to hit him on the fly with a line drive serve, I've got him.
My favorite, though, is the happiness you would feel when you did that, and then the return he would have back to you.
No, I'd be all the way back. He can't get me from back there. No.
My wife is a big tennis player, and we watch it. That guy is incredible.
Yes, and I would not. It would have to happen on a hard court because I don't want it on grass or clay where he can use
a
slide.
I
thought this is well thought out.
Okay,
Tony.
All right, are you sure he's up for this?
Tony, I'm not just spitballing here.
Okay, got it, man.
You know,
wow, that's. That's some demands.
I know your friend Clint doesn't think of me very well, but
Clint is a fan.
Clint's
going to hear this and be like, Tony Hale. What the? He's a huge fan.
Okay, good.
Yours.
Well, we're Nick. Thank you for those last two. That addendum. I appreciate that addendum. Fantastic. What sketch? Sketch is a film that you're a world
this is
premiere
so exciting.
Coming up.
Yes, my buddy Seth Worley directed this movie that we've been trying to get made for 7 years.
Wow.
And it's going to the Toronto Film Festival.
Hey.
And we're so stoked. It's about a little girl who has her mom passes away and she starts drawing these really dark pictures and they come to life. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful story.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's making its world premiere in
Toronto,
which is next month, right?
Which
Top
is next
of
month.
September.
Yeah.
So you're going to Canada.
I'm going to Canada.
Fantastic.
I know they're excited. Buster's coming.
Well, yes. Tony Hale's coming with his first pitch ability and all that business. Look out, Blue Jays. He's coming.
Oh, Lord.
The Decameron on Netflix, available right here on Roku. The series premiered 2 weeks ago. It's a satirical dramedy. And it's available for streaming right now with three-time Emmy Award winner, Tony Hill.
Look at that wig. Look at that wig.
I can't even tell that that's fake. I can't even
tell.
That
is really kind of you.
That's very, you know what?
Really kind.
That's just the beard's real.
The beard's totally real.
Attaboy. Fantastic.
Ah!
Is that beard? That's real.
That is my beard.
Okay.
That's a good beard, right?
Look at that. That's good a good beard. Look, too.
It doesn't grow as much on top, but that beard works.
Tell me. I know all about it. I know all about that.
Yeah. But you're very loved, Rich.
Thank you.
Very loved.
At Mr. Tony Hale on Instagram. Check him out right here on The Rich Eisen Show on Roku, where you can find the Decameron. Tony Hale, you're the best, man. Thanks
you
for
are the
out.
Best. Right all back of you at are you. The best.
Thank you very much. We're back here to wrap up this show with your phone calls and more in a moment. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, yeah, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should, too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game-changing. So, right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
My favorite guests, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting right here.
I think you are.
I
am. What are you, on steroids or something?
I am actually on steroids, Bryan Cranston. Last Flag Flying in select theaters now.
We're going to have to disqualify this show because of your steroid use.
You know what? I thought about that before taking that steroid.
Now, wouldn't it be disheartening if you took the steroid and you had the best show ever? Then you'd go, oh my God, oh, I have to take more steroids. How can you go off the steroids?
Since you and I last spoke here on this show, your Dodgers went to the World Series.
There was that five-hour game that went in. That was insane.
It was insane. I am proud to say I stuck around to extra innings for that night. I did see some people in this town, people that you would know, people that we have all seen on television. Look,
call them out.
I can't do it.
Do it.
I can't.
You're on steroids. What the hell do you care?
I do have that as a fallback position, do I not? But I would never do that to you.
It is. Your Honor, I was on steroids at the time when I made that comment.
When somebody from Arrested Development got up.
Yes.
But,
Jason Bateman.
No,
you've been had. In your face, Jason.
There's a lot of people.
I'm disappointed, Jason.
Will Arnett.
Wow. But it wasn't.
It just amazes me seeing in Breaking and in Better Call Saul the number of characters whose demise eventually is met because of your character.
Is Ooh, me?
I know exactly. It is remarkable.
I unfortunately have that association. If I spend any amount of time with someone, they end up dying surprisingly. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest you get life insurance. you want to protect your family.
Yeah, everything you do that. Okay.
Sorry.
the great Bryan Cranston, all his appearances on our YouTube channel. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Are you as well versed in Arrested Development as I am?
Or I am not.
You got to see it. One of the funniest shows of all time, hands down. And their comedy hit rate is right there with like Modern Family, yeah, where every episode is just as funny as the previous and the next. And the cast is spectacular.
Right.
You got to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen here and there.
The whole thing.
Not really.
Soup to nuts.
Watcher.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Dale in Pensacola, Florida, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Dale?
He's up.
Hello?
Dale. You're on, Dale.
Hey, yes, sir. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Not much. Just want to call in. I heard you had Bobby Bones on earlier.
We did indeed. The great Bobby Bones. He's one of our favorites here.
Good people.
A few years ago, I actually got on his radio show, too. I called in, left a voicemail. They ended up calling me back and had a whole segment about Tim McGraw.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Awesome.
I figured it was an omen I'd call in here. It only took me 140 calls to get through, though.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you got through to us. Very good. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was wanting to do a Commanders win-loss game.
Okay.
For the Redskins. Am I allowed to say the Redskins on the show?
No, they're called the Commanders, Dale. They're called the Commanders. Are you ready to roll here?
It's kind of like you are. I am.
Okay, here we go. At the Buccaneers, what happens?
At the Buccaneers, we're gonna get a dub.
Home for the Giants.
We're gonna win at home against the Giants.
At the Bengals on a Monday night.
We lost.
2-1 at the Cardinals.
That's a win.
3-1 home for the Browns.
That's a win also.
4-1 at the Ravens.
Oh, that's a loss. Battle of the Beltway. We're going to lose that.
4-2 home for the Panthers.
We're gonna win that one.
5-2 home for the Bears.
Oh, Bears rookie showdown. We're going to take that dub too.
6-2 at the Giants.
The Giants they're going to get that at home. That's a loss.
6-3 home for the Steelers.
My wife's a Steelers fan, so I'm gonna say we're gonna win that game too.
Uh oh. Okay, I thought you'd go the other way around.
Right. Happy wife.
That honey-do list is gonna get a little longer. 7-3 at the Eagles.
Kids, so
on a Thursday.
Well, Commanders win
at the Thursday night at the Eagles.
You know, I was gonna say we're gonna split Eagles, but I heard the call earlier that they're gonna sweep us. So I'm gonna go. We're gonna sweep them this year.
Oh. Okay. 8-3 home for the Cowboys.
That's a loss at home.
8-4 home for the Titans.
Titans going to pull out a surprise win against us. We're going to lose that.
Whoa. Oh, wait a minute.
How about that?
Okay.
I'm a realist.
8-5. 8-5 at the Saints.
Oh, I'm going to that game. I'm down here in Pensacola. I'm going to go to that one. We're winning that.
9-5 home for the Eagles. You said you're going to sweep, huh?
Oh, we're sweeping them.
10-5 home for the Falcons.
Oh, Kirk Cousins back in Washington. Oh, we're gonna take Kirk down.
And 11-5 at the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, we're gonna split Cousins. We're gonna get the dub on that one too.
12-5.
Oh, what is happening?
Baby.
Says Dale.
It's a good season. It's gonna be a good season. Jamie Daniels gonna come out there and light it up, just like RG3 without the injuries.
Okay. That's Dale in Pensacola, Florida.
Good luck, brother.
12-5.
Home of the tribal chief.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dale in Pensacola is in fact the first person in the months since the schedule came out and we played the win-loss game. Dale in Pensacola, Florida is the first one to give the Tennessee Titans a win against his team.
I mean, I'm pretty
leaving
sure you're
leaving the
accurate.
Patriots right and that. The Panthers
yeah, nobody's with, yeah.
as the remaining teams yeah. to be winless in the win-loss game by somebody else. Talking about their team versus yeah, them. Obviously, we've had Panther fans and Patriots sure, fans sure, give sure. them wins in their versions of the win-loss game. That's a first, though.
You could hear how shocked we were.
I almost wrote the W down first.
Muscle memory. It's just like, oh, that's a dub.
Game time tickets. Get the app on a mobile device right now, right near you. Start buying tickets to anything in your area. Certainly with the baseball season being in total, full, deep August swing right now. Make sure you use Game Time and authorize Ticket Marketplace when you buy baseball tickets right now. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. You are going to love the features that I love, which is the view from your seat. You get the panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy, so you see where the mound is and where the dugouts are and where the field is in relation to your seat. I do love all-in pricing because you see the total up front, no surprise fees at checkout. That's how you take the guesswork out of buying baseball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Funny show.
Tony Hale, very funny. My top.
Tony Hale, man.
My power rankings out today. Very happy about that. Also on today's show, Dan Quinn of the Washington Commanders. Want to thank him. Bruce Feldman in studio. Bobby Bones showing up straight from the airport.
Here it comes.
Uh-oh. And Mariah, I see.
What's going on?
Breaking news.
According to Diana Rossini, the Pittsburgh Steelers are in communication and still negotiating with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
No deal is done.
Okay.
Black and gold. Here we go.
Not yet.
Close. Maybe.
Okay. Excellent update as we go out the door. There's nothing going on.
Exactly. But
it was fun. Well, there's something going on, but nothing is resolved.
We don't know yet, and we can't really talk about it yet.
Okay. That'll be on Thursday's show, where that'll probably still be the case.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.